Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And in just a few moments, career expert Brian Ray will be joining us, and Brian's going to be talking about a part of the job search process that's often overlooked, and that's asking other people to help you. And Brian will be with us in just a moment. But Chuck, before Brian comes, give us an update on what's happening in the job situation in America.
Well, Dave, we've been studying this in preparation for today's program, and there's good news and bad news out there. The Labor Department said that unemployment actually fell in January to 9.7% from its high in December of 10.2%. Now, that's the lowest rate of unemployment since last August. So there's some good news there. And Market Watch has done some research of economists asking them if they think unemployment is going to continue to increase or to decrease. And their estimate is it's going to stay the same. Now, that may not sound like good news, but it actually is. If the market stabilizes, then we have an opportunity to heal from the Great Recession. And they also reported that there's some bright spots out there, that some companies are actually going to begin hiring. General Dollar announced they're going to hire 5,000 workers, Cisco 2,000 to 3,000. Merrill Lynch is looking for 2,000 new brokers. Wells Fargo says they're going to hire 1,400 people. And CarMax is looking to fill 600 positions. So that doesn't mean companies aren't going to continue to downsize. Some will downsize and then hire back. But at least we're on the path to begin the process of absorbing some of those 8.4 million jobs that have been lost since the Great Recession started back in 2007. So today, we're going to talk about a very important topic of how unemployed people don't need to go on this job search alone. I think it's going to be very encouraging if you're unemployed. And also to those who are working, this program will teach you how to help someone who is looking to get reemployed. And if you want to learn more about this topic, we have articles about the current job market that I just referred to on crown.org/radio. Just click on the related content for today's program.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And again, to find the articles we'll talk about today, you can go to crown.org/radio and click on the related content tab for today's program. Also, while you're at crown.org, sign up for the free podcast if you don't have it already, and we'll send Money Life to your computer each day. Again, that's at crown.org. Well, in just a moment, we'll be joined by career expert Brian Ray. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Brian Ray. Brian is a career expert and frequent guest on this program. And many times I skip over your credentials, Brian, but today I'm going to share them with everybody even before you say hello. Brian is the founding director of Crossroads Career Network. He's also the founder of Primus Consulting, a retained executive search firm specializing in recruiting the right people for leadership. Formerly, Brian was vice president and executive committee member of a beloved company in America, Chick-fil-A. He was responsible for human resources, operator ventures, and administration. Brian, you're truly a career expert, and it's a privilege to have you on the program with us today.
Well, thank you. And I'm still learning. So I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, I'm looking forward to you being with us today because the jobless crisis has reached a proportion seldom seen. In fact, I was just reading a recent survey that showed that 44% of American families had experienced a job loss, a reduction in hours, or a pay cut in this past year. But Brian, the Labor Department reported that unemployment actually fell from 10% to 9.7%. How is that possible with this problem becoming so widespread?
Yeah, it's amazing how statistics, although can be helpful, can be misleading. The percentage is figured on the overall size of the workforce, and then within the workforce, what number is unemployed, what number is employed. What the number does not communicate is that the overall size of the workforce has shrunk, so that many people have left the workforce, not just because there's no job, but they are so discouraged, they're not even looking for a job. And the latest number on that one was over a million people are so discouraged, they're not even looking anymore.
So, Brian, if you look at the measure of unemployment, underemployment, and a term that you use, marginal employment, mm-hmm. how widespread is this problem today?
Well, let me divide them up this way. Unemployed is 14,837,000 at last report. Those that are so discouraged they're not even looking anymore is an additional 1,065,000. And then you add to that another 1 million plus who have taken part-time jobs because they could not find a full-time job. And so those are people who are clearly underemployed. And then finally, one of the numbers that's just so staggering, and this one is really fresh, there was a recent survey that showed that 55% of the people who are employed are unhappy, dissatisfied, it's not working. And I mean, they may be working, but it's not working for them. And that's the highest dissatisfaction number we've had in years.
Well, Brian, today is a very important program because we need to help those who are either unemployed, underemployed, or marginally employed. And the advice at the top of your list is to not go it alone, that it is a dangerous pathway to pursue a job search all by yourself. Tell us, Brian, why you've come out with that statement.
Well, two things happen. One of the things that happens is when somebody is unemployed, particularly when it first hits them, whether they quit their job or they were laid off or whatever the reason was, is that they are hurt and they're embarrassed and they're not feeling good about what just happened to them, which is very understandable. But then they want to hide. They just don't want to come out. They don't want to talk to anybody because that's just such a horrible thing. And the exact opposite is what they should do because we can be encouraged and stimulated. In fact, there is this wonderful passage from Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Let us stimulate one another to love and good deeds and encourage one another all the more as we see the day drawing near. And there's such power in the fellowship of other people that not only leads to encouragement and stimulation, but also on the practical side, both contacts to find that next job and counsel to learn how you actually get the job that you find.
So, Brian, your recommendation is to stay out of that dangerous trap of just crawling back into your shell and trying to go this thing alone. What's the alternative? What are the steps, the practical steps that you recommend to someone who is going through this experience right now?
Well, the alternative is what a lot of people will call networking, meaning you connect to other people and you talk to them not just about what you're looking for, but how you can help them and what they're looking for. And then for every one person that you talk to in the networking, you will hopefully help them and they would give you another one, two, or three other people that you can help and at the same time they can help you.
Well, I know that your friend and our friend Susan Whitcomb just shared with us that the most crucial component in the job search is networking. She says it's more important than your resume, it's more important than your skills, your education, or even your accomplishments. Now, do you agree with that, Brian?
Actually, all those things are very important. So I would never want to communicate that that networking is so important you don't need to worry about the other stuff. However, the truth is that who you know is more important than what you know as it relates to the process of networking, finding opportunities, and getting hired. And in fact, one of the best jobs I ever got, I never had a resume involved. I happened to know the people. I started to get to know them. There was an invitation to talk about a job. In fact, they created the job. And none of the other things were involved. It was through the personal relationship of getting to know one another. And trust is what happens. There's also the chemistry liking factor. But underneath that is networking leads to relationships, which leads to trust.
You know, Brian, that's so true, because just this past 2 weeks, I've been asked by others who are conducting a very private, sort of quiet search for the right person. Did I know somebody that I could recommend? So they're not advertising these jobs. They're actually networking with other people to go and find the right person. Now, Brian, I know you recently published a great article on a very popular website called Pongo.com. Mm-hmm. And tell us about this article that you wrote called The Three Rules of Networking.
The article was just a really fun assignment because it allowed me to share with others three rules to help people network. And the first one is the three-foot rule. The second one is the help others first rule. And finally, to have a weekly plan rule.
Well, Brian, those are some very interesting rules. Did these come out of your own experiences or the experiences of those that you're currently coaching?
Actually, they came out of the mouth of one of our ministry leaders at a networking meeting. Where he was getting ready to help people do the networking across the tables.
Well, I know it's going to be very helpful for our listeners today. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Brian Ray. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Our economy has been struggling. Companies have cut expenses. Job security has taken on new meaning. Now more than ever, you need to know God's purpose for your life and your work. You can find direction using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a comprehensive assessment tool that you and your employer can use to make sure that you and your job are the right fit. And if you're between jobs, you can use the Career Direct Complete Guidance System as an interview tool. When you share your Career Direct results with a potential employer, they'll be able to see that you have the talent and skills they're looking for. It'll set you apart from other candidates. The Career Direct Complete Guidance System can be completed in about an hour online. Just go to CareerDirectOnline.org, and to get started, try the free personality ID profile. That's CareerDirectOnline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today, our guest is career expert Brian Ray. Brian was recently published on Pongo.com with the three rules of networking. Brian, when we left off, you said the first rule is the three-foot rule. Explain that one to us. What is it?
Whenever you are in a networking environment, let's say you go to a career event and there's lots of people around, the three-foot rule is simply that you are obligated to share about what you're looking for with anybody who is within 3 feet of you.
Okay. Now, do I need a speech? Do I need to hand them a resume? How do I do that? If someone is standing 3 feet from me, do I just say, okay, it's your turn, that you've got to listen to my story?
Oh, listen, this is the best part of all. And rather than start with what I'm looking for, I ask the other person, hey, my name is Brian Ray, and they get their name, and then you ask, hey, how can I help you? What are you looking for? So that brings us right into rule two, which is help the other person first. It's like making a deposit, an emotional deposit, in this person's emotional bank. And once you make that deposit in to seek to help them, they are way more willing to listen to and help you with whatever you're looking for.
So the idea is to participate in these networking events with more of a servant heart instead of what you're going to get out of it.
Absolutely. And sure, everybody walks in the door thinking, hey, what can I get out of it? What am I looking for? And hopefully somebody will have the contact. But the best thing to do is re-enter the room with a new mindset, is that I'm looking for somebody that I can help. And do you help enough folks get what they need, you'll eventually get what you need.
Now, Brian, I know many people feel embarrassed, as you said, and hurt and wounded when they go through this experience. So how can they help somebody else if they're not even employed themselves?
Well, everybody knows somebody, and that's one of the beauties of these career groups that we have in our ministries. And that's simply that, let's say Bill goes to ABC Company and they interview or they do an informational interview or whatever, and they walk out the door and there wasn't a job for them, but they heard about something else that the next day somebody sitting right next to them is looking for.
Well, Brian, those are the first two rules, the 3-foot rule, which sort of helps break the ice. The second one is to have the attitude that I'm here to serve other people.
Yep.
And what's the third rule?
Third rule is have a plan. Saturday is a wonderful day. In fact, you could even pick Saturday at noon as a wonderful day to review the past week, celebrate the accomplishments, remake your list of what you want to get accomplished for the coming week. And I recommend something as simple as 2 to 5 things that would help you most advance your job search or career change. And you make a written list so that when you go into the week, you figured out what it is you need to accomplish, and then you assign each day what are the things that I need to do that will help me get it. And it could be as simple as I want to make 5 new contacts every day to get to a particular company that I'm interested in or break into a new career path that I've never been in before.
Well, Brian, I've recommended to so many of our listeners that they need to be able to specifically articulate exactly what it is that they're looking for. How important do you think that is?
I think it's important to help the other person identify the organization and people within the organization. So I might say, for example, I'm looking to work for a restaurant chain as a store manager because I've done that before. I really have a great time. Who do you know who is in the restaurant business? And that helps them, out of all the hundreds of people that they might have come to mind, the one or two that are exactly the person you would like to meet.
Yeah, I think that's great. Now, Brian, you are the founding director of Crossroads Career Network.
Yeah.
There has to be just huge demand for what you do today. And I know many of our listeners are looking for ways to help others who are hurting right now. In fact, I just got a report yesterday that there's one church in Michigan that has 2,300 members who are currently unemployed. What does Crossroads Career Network provide for others who want to go help and minister to those who are suffering a job loss right now?
Great question. Many churches are either have or adopting what they might call job search or career ministries, headed by people in the congregation who are leaders that create these career groups that meet on a regular basis. Weekly is very common. There are 3 things that can and should happen every time. The first one is all about networking. We've talked a lot about that. The second one is the encouragement and the positive stimulation. And then finally, learning new skills. If you get just one tip on how to better present your career brand and the kind of job that you're looking for, or you get one idea that would help you sharpen your resume that much quicker. Those are the 3 things: skills, support, and networking.
All right, Brian, there's 2 people in the audience today. One is looking to get in a career group. How do they do that? And the other one is looking to start a ministry in this area of outreach. How do they do that?
Well, let's talk about the person looking. Of course, they can come to our website, crossroadscareer.org, and then look for the locations button, hit that, look for their state, and then look for the career groups that we have in that state. We're not in every state. So the next best thing to do is to look for careeronestop.org website and find a Career One Stop location near you. And there is one for every county in the United States.
Well, Brian, careeronestop.org is new to me. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, very simply, the U.S. Department of Labor has funded each state to put up career centers to help people get connected and get job skills. And these career centers all across the United States have at least informal lists of local career groups, many of them in churches.
Well, Brian, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for joining us on Money Life today.
You bet. Pleasure to be with you again.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You're always looking for ways to save money, right? That's why you clip coupons every week or spend hours looking for deals online. But are you getting the full benefit for your effort? The Couponizer is a way to organize, store, and access all your coupon finds and gift cards with a 22-pocket wire-bound booklet. Once you set it up, you'll be ready to go shopping anytime your busy schedule allows, and it's small enough for you to put it in your handbag and take it with you. The Couponizer system includes the Couponizer, the booklet Your Guide to Smart Savings by Amy Bergen, a pre-sorting mat that matches the categories in the Couponizer, a list pad for tracking your savings and spending, and more, all in a durable carrying bag. You can find out more about how the Couponizer works at crown.org, or you can call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org for the Couponizer.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, as we wrap up today, I think with all the practical, helpful information, it's important to remember that ultimately God is in control of this entire process.
Well, Dave, as Christians, there's a very delicate balance between doing our part and trusting God to do His part. As Brian was talking today, I was thinking about all the people who are out there doing many of these things, and they're wondering, well, where is God? But we have to remember what the angel said to Mary when she was told that she was going to give birth. The angel said, for nothing is impossible with God, nothing. And I think that's the part that distinguishes those who know Christ who are in a job search right now and those who do not, that we can have hope and confidence and trust in the Lord as we wait upon Him to do His part. I was thinking today, as I mentioned that story to Brian, my friend who lives in another state contacted me just recently and asked me if I knew of any places where he might be searching for a job opportunity. And at that time, I did not. But I said I would pray for him. Well, Dave, within 2 weeks, I get a call from someone else who says, I'm looking for this very key position. It's not public. It's not announced. Do you know anybody that you would recommend? Well, God connected those dots. Now, I don't know if that's the job that's going to be perfect for His family, but I do know that only God could do that. And we must always have hope because God can do anything.
That's a great reminder, Chuck. And by the way, those websites that Brian mentioned, onestopcareer.org, crossroadscareer.org, and pongo.com. Now, if you couldn't write those down, that's okay, because all that information is available at crown.org/radio, and then click on the related content under Money Life. Chuck, we have a special event coming to the Raleigh area in just a couple weeks.
Dave, our God Provides Film Learning Experience Tour is continuing to stay on the road. We had an incredible turnout in Chattanooga and a great evening together, and so I want all of our Raleigh listeners to make plan to join us for this family-friendly evening. We'll watch two of the short films in the God Provides series, Abraham and Isaac and The Widow the Oil, and both of those are appropriate for your children. So bring the whole family and we'll interact with you around these two very dynamic teaching tools. I'll be there in person as well as Sharon Epps. The event is Thursday, March 18th, hosted by Providence Baptist Church. It starts promptly at 7 p.m. and will end on time at 8:30. There's no charge to attend. But we do want to know you're coming, so will you go to crown.org/register and sign up? There you'll get directions and lots of information about the event. And I look forward to meeting many of you. It's been a while since we've had a public appearance in Raleigh, and we've got lots of faithful listeners there. So go to crown.org/register, sign up, get directions, and I hope to meet you there.
Once again, that information is at crown.org/register. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.